Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna love it. I feel it too, you feel me? I feel excellent. Excellent and ready to fuck some up, you know what I mean?
200%. It makes sense.
Jagger, what it do?
You feel something?
Yeah, I'm feeling my tummy.
Life is full of struggles, lies, pains, and deceit. You on your knees like a bitch or a man on your feet. That's why I weep for all you people without shedding a tear. Yeah, you drive your own life, but you don't know how to steer. My mind is clear, and I'm focused on the goals that I've set. I'm an ogre for the green, the homies calling me Shrek. Keep your checks, all I want is cash, what did you think? Better yet, direct deposit, put it straight in the bank. Now my business is finished, now it's time for some pleasure.
Black bitch,
Aquanetta,
white bitch,
name Heather. Got my
idiot bitch,
her hair flows like the Navajo. My
Chinese bitch,
here she goes, some young hoe.
Whoa.
A really good man, but labeled as a bad guy.
Why?
Because I pop pills, get drunk, and get high.
Whoa.
Let me tell you why, nigga, do the things you gotta do.
Fuck you.
Who is you for me to be explaining to?
Life is fucked up, tell me why should I care?
People hating everywhere, I ain't swear.
We screwing us in the dollars of trust.
And if you make a step wrong, then back on the crutch.
Black.
We just doing us in the dollars of trust. And if you make a step wrong, then back on the crutch.
Black.
Life is fucked up. Tell me why should I care? People hating everywhere that I can see.
And you can catch me on the block, crack your hand. Not for me, but for you, cause I'm stacking grand. Cause I'm an action pack, packing action man. In fact, I stand, push back in hand. And baby, double look back. Like, is it really me? She must have maybe took it all as a silly dream. I'm really with my thing. The skills I bring are top notch. Hot foot in Philly, Philippines in hot spots. What I really mean is I feel sky high. Still leaning and I'm spilling my Mai Tais. If she's unwilling to peel bills, bye bye. I will steal an ally, still real tight eyes. That good weed got my lungs expanding. And I tell bitches, let's come to this understanding. I want cheese to toss you in rotation. Like DJ Payola in a radio station. Let's go.
Life is fucked up, tell me why should I care? People hating everywhere, I can swear. We just doing us in the dollars of trust. And if you make a step wrong, then back on the crutch.
Black.
We just doing us in the dollars of trust. And if you make a step wrong, then back on the crutch.
Uh-huh.
Life is fucked up. Tell me why should I care? People hating everywhere I can see.
I hear y'all when y'all talk, but what y'all saying is nothing. I turn my old money new, yeah, my business is buzzing. My niggas stay front, moving nothing, niggas getting laughed at. Smoking blunts with Chachi, making business sets of contact. Begging us to
pass that.
Bitch, get your own sack. So what, I got a whole pound stacking up my backpack. You ain't do nothing to help the dagger get to where he's at. You just looking for a spot to put a knife up in my back. Better jump in Jack Flash, you whoopies, they got no word. I'll spear jackknife a nigga, call me Goldberg. Getting absurd, people out they fucking mind.
Shouldn't talk about a dagger.
That's okay, cause so am I. Only difference is y'all niggas like to act before you think. I let a nigga think he got a way to get him next week. Looking in my face, you'll never think I was trouble. I could reach Super Saiyan 4, but I hide my power level.
Life is fucked up, tell me why should I care? People hating everywhere, I can swear. We just doing us in the dollars of trust. And if you make a step wrong, then back on the crutch.
Black.
We just doing us in the dollars of trust. And if you make a step wrong, then back on the crutch.
Uh-huh.
Life is fucked up. Tell me why should I care?
Should
people hating everywhere I can see.
Yes, yes, y'all. Sorry for the delay. West Coast Wednesdays, hump nights, the dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, bang out radio. Thanks for being here. Just have to do a 100-meter dash.
Turn off autocomplete when I type in my password.
I understand your frustration.
Now I want to play.
Did you unplug your computer, ma'am?
No. What does that have to do with anything?
I'm sorry. I've only been working here a short distance.
This is playing already.
How was the weather in Biloxi?
How the hell should I know? I live in Cleveland.
I understand your frustration.
My frustration.
I tried that,
tried it again, but, you know, I still keep getting the same error thing, and it's really not...
Do people ever tell you you sound boring on the phone? Can you, like, shut up and tell me how to get this computer to show porn?
What? You've got to be kidding me. Where's your supervisor?
Please, just tell me, how do you turn off the frickin' autocomplete feature? Because every time I try to sign onto the frickin' internet...
You have any matches? Try setting it on fire.
I want your name right now.
My name is Hamid.
Spell that!
Okay, Hamid.
All right. Replay. Let's try this again. Yes, this is West Coast Wednesdays, The Dagger, Hump Nights, L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. Thanks for being here. And it must be Wednesday because, man, the whole show already fumbled at the beginning of the show. It's been a long day for me already. It's just all kind of shit going on. I'm tired. If you hear it, I'm a little out of breath. Nigga was running, trying to get here on time. It was a couple of seconds late. A couple of seconds. At least it wasn't 5-10 minutes. But it's okay, y'all. Y'all know how black people are. I'm trying. You know what I mean? I'm really trying. But I got a lot of new music, you know, today, tonight. Gonna be knocking, we're gonna chill, we're gonna relax. Got a nice subject matter I wanna talk about. I'm gonna try to wrap my head around a few things. But as I always do at the top of the show, of every show, is a must. Shout out to the boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey. Without her, there is no Bang Out Radio, there is no West Coast Wednesdays, there is no award shows going down again, y'all, by the end of the year. Go over there and vote on the website, www.iaamawards.com. Vote for your top artists in a whole lot of categories. Voting will end next month, so make sure you check it out. All right? If you want to call into the show tonight, 661-621-7559. Whew, that's a lot of breath. One moment. Okay, I'm good. 661-621-7559. You can either chill, listen in, press 1 to holler at me, or make sure all independent artists, models, producers, directors, anybody, you want to holler at me, get your music on here, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, all right? MP3 format, make sure you get it in. But we're going to start it off just like this, brand new music. Young Chef, Shorty Pop It, let's go.
609, nigga. Behind and she don't need a drink, she already trying to slide. Homie on the side, giving you the evil lie. I can see it on his mind, like, who the hell am I? Pardon me.
Goddamn, he's pulling up in the Beamer. They got fever, nobody is cleaner. Zip the club, wish I would see ya. She sick, hip, lips, tits, and Zena. She digging away.
not done with the brand newness yet, all right? Brand new, Young Joe featuring Levi Seb. I think I may be the first person that has this, all right? Standing ovation, so make sure you turn it up. Let's go.
Track Slammers.
How about you just take it off, so I can come and turn you on? I'm a fan of your body, a fan of your body, a fan of your body, girl. So tonight you get a bad innovation, you get a bad innovation. I'm a fan of your body, a fan of your body, a fan of your body, girl.
How you doing? Your body on point with the dress that you in. Don't wanna be forward, but I gotta move in. Swag on point, look where Italy flew in. I'm trying to see you, but I don't wanna ruin any opportunity for you and I. To get down to the nitty gritty, really trying to see you with me. I know you got a whole lot of fans, and meeting me probably wasn't one of your plans. But even though it wasn't, still give me a chance. You should see the kind of wonders I could do with my hands.
I got a whole lot of oils and a whole lot of lotions.
Let's get you open.
I got a whole lot of oils and a whole lot of lotions.
Let's get the stroke and shout
it. How about you just take it all, so I can come and turn you on? I'm a fan of your body, a fan of your body, a fan of your body.
Lonnie, tell him to come back, all right, girl? Thought the ladies wasn't going to get in on this? Ha-ha.
don't like you out and in. How many women you know walk through two with a high chin? Open up Pandora's box, now deal with your sin. Now claim it to be perfect, but can't from the beginning. You remember what I did on Christmas Day with the dishes, gave you a bomb birthday. Red monkeys, Rockaware, Sean John, Fat Farm, Gucci, Louis Vuitton, put the best in my arm. Met the entire dance with Russell to my mom. But still, you try. Look at me in the eye, we're getting burger at the time. You made me sick to my stomach like I needed to numb. Cried a river like Jessica, but now it's dried up. No room for discussion like Jago, I had enough. Now you sound like you care, but I gotta be tough. Had sexual conduct cause I gave you my trust. This had to be true, choose love over love.
But you need more. Man, if you feel like that, what I'm here for? Relationship go up and down like a seesaw. You making it hard to move like my knees sore. And we just need to stop, mama, we need to break. Relationships are kind of slow, we need a new pace. All this love is like a toothpaste. The same problems being refined like DJ.
Okay.
I never knew that it ended in the end. And we tried, we fight, emotions were just different. When I'm coming home, you be tripping. I'll be on the road doing shows with my folks. I'll be going to you at home all alone with the children. Like there's nothing wrong, money blown over women. Hustle hard to get it all, to make it all for more living. Give it all, put in bars so we all go to prison. Baby girl, sit down.
Don't
I'm here now, so we can try to just figure this shit out. We ain't gotta go to court, no testament. You got the best of me, and I be loving it.
Heard
but you all gone on some low other shit. And I be gone in my other web, with my other chick. Confront the problem, you got amnesia. You don't need this shit, I don't need it.
Yeah, man.
Like it, and I like the little freshness she just gave me, man. Good looking out, man. You know, like I always say, what I always do, I'm a man of my word, right? Whatever new music I get is the first tracks played in the following show. Like, hey, we got another banger for West Coast Wednesday, so good looking out. I hear you about to slip me another one. What's on that? Well, you got another one for me too?
Yeah, I just sent that home.
Oh, you did? See, what I'm going to even try to do, see, I'm going to try to work my magic. If I'm going to see what I'm going to try to do, like, between now and the end of the show, if I can get it downloaded and uploaded without completely fucking up my shit, we're going to close the show with it, all right? So that's my word, too. So what you doing, Levi? Are you hanging out for a little while, man? Or you, because I know you're a busy man. So you hanging out or you got this, what you got popping?
No, I'm good. I'm hanging. You know me.
All right. Well, I guess we can get into this because tonight's show, I'm talking about, you know, thinking with your head and you're thinking with your heart. Now, like I said, I try to keep it, you know, nice, mellow. I try to be somewhat educational on my Wednesday night shows. Like I said, I always try to be educational in a sense because I want people to realize that I'm just not just like any other person out here just running his mouth talking shit just to be talking shit. I'm actually trying to help people in a little twisted sort of way. And I'm at least trying to share experiences, get you know, grown motherfuckers to talk and share their experiences, you know, different viewpoints, different subject matters. And then you come to your own decision about what you want to do in your own life. As for me personally, y'all got to do a lot better than me because my shit be fucked up. So I'm trying to be like, you got to be better. You got to do better than me. So it's okay. I always want everybody to do better than me. And I'm doing pretty good, but I want people to do better than me because, like I said, I'm not putting myself on no pedestal. I'm not acting like I know everything. I'm just trying. I need more help than probably anybody.
I know everything, and I'm on a pedestal. I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks. Fuck you. You are not my immediate family. I'm just saying. Fuck that. Man, I'm kissing these bitches' ass. Fuck y'all.
Ain't nobody kissing no ass. I'm just speaking.
Well, you could dive off the bridge.
We already know how you feel, man. But anyway, as we was talking, man, thinking with your head, thinking with your heart. Which gets you in trouble more, which gets you in trouble less? Which one works out better? Which do people do more? We'll start with people thinking with the head. Cause see, that's personally how I do a lot of things. I'm a thinker. I think things through. I balance situations. I try to look at a situation. I try to analyze that shit instead of just jumping into situations. Cause jumping into shit gets you fucked up too. But at the same time,
you ain't got no conscience, nigga.
I got no
conscience.
What do you mean you ain't got no conscience, man?
From the same block I'm from, man. You ain't got no conscience, man.
I'm trying to be the rational thinker. You know, I'm trying to be the rational speaker here because
you tried. It's like I tried. I understand.
But right,
that
but
shit don't work, man.
Well, no, it doesn't.
It's not gonna work.
It does. It does work for certain people.
No,
certain
sure.
situations. Somebody's happy. There's a lot of people out there happy. We can't sit there and say that people aren't happy. So. I'm not going to sit up here and be like, everything's all fucked up and everything's all fucked up. Because people are. You can't deny that. Your shit got fucked up. My shit got fucked up. But there are people that are actually happy. I got a man that's happy on the phone right now. He happy. Like,
I believe.
He's chilling.
Hey, that's
so
cool.
So it can happen. But the thing is, now see, in different situations, like I said, I see Levi, it seems like, I don't want to speak for you now, but your man seems to think with your heart, or at least you thought with your heart in your current situation. Am I correct? Was it all the way to heart? Was there a combination of like how did you get in the you know how did you come across that? You know what I mean? What I'm trying to say? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Nah, at first I had to think with my head. You know what I'm saying? Make sure I was making a rational decision. Then towards the middle of it, I was just like fuck it, and I allowed myself to start thinking with my heart, but at the same time still using my head. So in the meantime, you know, I'm going with both. You know, because sometimes. You know, your heart and your head, they conflict with each other. So you just got to learn how to balance the two.
Okay, but then if they conflict, which did you go with? What would you mean? Because they say you think with your heart, that's like going with your gut. Do you go with your gut, or do you be like, nah, well, hold on, I don't know about this.
I'm going to bite my tongue just because it's your radio show, man.
Period, man.
I'll put it like that.
No, it's okay, yep. Man. You get the other side of it. Don't even trip, man. Like I said, and the man who's got a good situation now. These are for people that you know
are in a good situation. We got to give them some advice, too. It's okay. We got all sides covered. Don't trip. Go ahead, Levi.
Nah, I mean, and you know what I'm saying? You got to do, I had to do both. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know what I mean, I had to allow myself to fully follow my heart. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, the heart wants what the heart wants. You know what I mean? Because if you end up going against it, you never know, you might miss out on a blessing or two.
I want to talk that nail.
Oh, okay. Okay, see. We'll make that point right there. Now, hold on. We're going to bring in, I think I know who this is. Straight up 323-3596. You got Dagger.
I can't put you on the show.
What it do?
Hello?
What's up, MIA? What's going down with you?
What's going on with you?
No, we sitting here. My man's over here getting upset with me because, you know, he feel I'm downplaying the show a little bit. I'm just trying to bring a bride to some horizons. That's all. Like,
okay, what's up? I hope you know, feel a little bit happier.
Nah, but see, Mac, okay, well, here's what we're going to do, Mac. I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk to you specifically because you're fresh out of the situation, so let's not say that you're not a little bit biased. Am I not right? Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. So we done talked to you, we done got the good side. We're going to come back after I play a couple more of these new tracks I got, and we're going to talk to you, all right? You're going to give us the dark side of the moon, so don't even trip, all right? You have your moment, but we're going to talk. Okay? We're gonna talk.
All right.
straight out, it's brand new. I'm still playing these new tracks, y'all. Lit Boys, Play It Up. Play Up In It. Excuse me. I don't want to fuck up nobody's shit. Let's go.
Nigga, let me get on that shit.
Can I lick it? Can I taste it?
What's up?
My ladies looking naked. And can you have my baby?
Yeah, I want to come over there right now.
I'm begging.
Tell your friends you ain't having no company tonight. It's just me and you.
Oh, baby.
And where that thing
yeah, goes. Yeah. She say she like it slow, so I take my time on her. Searching for a G-spot so I can get them sounds out. I'm licking on the back, loving the tattoos. Her body frame perfect like the cartoon Betty Boo. And the smile is flawless. She like my favorite candy bar.
Now what you calling?
And you can have it your way. So I from the back like a broken face. Now we tussling on the bed and she biting on my seat. I can tell the way she moaning. She bout to speak. So like black, I'm a freak. So I go a little deeper. My boy ain't the wiper. I'm just trying to be her teacher.
So get a how much you wanna pin it? Tell me it's a look and fit it. Promise you I wanna hit. I'll have you screaming like ooh, ooh. I'll have you moaning like ooh, ooh. Can I lick it? Can I taste it? Can I lick it? Can I taste it? Now ladies, let's get naked. Ladies, let's get naked. And can you wear my baby? And can you wear my baby?
Back and he rolling the dust. We drunk, we all wanna touch. Certified goon, so we all wanna take his hoes off, throw him off in the cut. No shit, filling all on the butt. Back to the house and we all get beat that thing up by the bus. Got enough shit and she eating out. If I hit me, then I'm good, then I'm out. I'm digging it out, can't figure it out. Gonna sleep, I think I bust three in a new shit gone by the way I was in it. Knocking on the door, I'll be done in a minute. Thought I was finished, I was right back in it. Answer the question, can I play in it?
So baby, can I play in it? I'm a
they both on silent. Wanna leave, but she need holding me tighter. Can't control the habits, I got power. Now I'm first, they got a key to the pilot. Damn.
Oh,
fight with the right thing, you know I wanna see. Start from your head, move down to your feet. Just you and me, we alone on the beat. Hit the right spot, then you go to the beat. Know it's getting high, I don't care about the heat. Take a long story, so you know I'm going deep. Know it's getting good when you pull on the sheet. I don't even care, you wanna see.
So baby, can I play your penis? How much you wanna pin it? Tell me it's a lick and fit it. Promise you I wanna hit. I'll have you screaming like, ooh, I'll have you moaning like.
So many reasons why you can never win. So many don't change. You ain't by yourself, look, I know pain. Yeah, I be somewhere off doing my own thing. How you gon' close that door if you don't take that chance? I might be street, but I guarantee I'm real. It's ride or die with me, loyalty. All I know, other shit I don't feel. If you don't break that wall, you won't get by. If you don't open that door, you gon' be closed in. Boxed off, somewhere lost, all alone, that ain't no win. I'm tryna make this team, shoot this shot, and bring you home. Not for just me, this for you too. Hope you're down, cause if not, I'm gone.
Baby, hold on.
I really thought about being with just one female.
Okay, so
I actually gave it a try, you know what I mean?
So then, okay, so you're thinking with your head at first, so then when did it become, like, how long into it did it become a heart situation? Because it had to become a heart situation at some point, or you wouldn't be feeling the way you feel about it now. So at some point, it had to be a heart situation.
She had a miscarriage. She was actually pregnant at one time and point. That's when, like, the feelings got involved and the love got involved, and it's like, okay, I really got to do this. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I felt. So I was like, okay, it's time to buckle down. You know what I mean? This is what it is. I got to do what I got to do. And then she had a miscarriage, and then everything just went left. I'm right-handed. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
yeah.
And it was just like, wow.
That's what
okay.
That thing does. Crazy.
And then after that, she felt like I was trying to fuck everything that's walking. Like, I'm not attracted to her. I don't care about her or whatever. You know what I mean? You remember, you know what I mean? When,
yeah, but she started doubting herself. Now, be honest, we keep it real over here now. Did you give her any reason to doubt herself in any shape, way, or form?
No. No. No, 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 no.
Well, no, like, yeah, lack of confidence.
I woke up in the morning. I went to work. I worked 9-10 hours a day, and I came home. You know, that was me. That's what I've been doing since I've been out here, because I don't have none of my niggas. I don't have nothing to, you know, occupy my time besides hers. Like, I was giving her all my time.
Now
I gave
being
her
out of
all
the,
my time, you know what I mean?
Now, being out of the situation, I know how you feel about relationships and everything, but like I said, you're fresh out of one. So, I mean, I understand it's still kind of a tense situation right now, especially 6 years. And you know me, nigga, I know
because
probably better than anybody
me.
She's right
still
now.
Calling me.
But that's what it is. But that's what I'm saying. So now what is it? Because, I mean, you've had the heart situation. Are you really about to just leave the heart situation alone or even
done,
deal with
man.
It? Are you
I'm
thinking
cool,
about
man. I'm good, man. I'm cool, man. I'm
cool.
Good, man.
That's
do
right.
You know, like, if, like, honestly, I blew off so many females because I was in a relationship with her.
But you wanted
so
to be in a
so many females,
with her.
Dude.
But you
that's
wanted to be
I,
in a relationship.
That's what I thought I wanted.
Oh, okay. But that's changed. Now.
Now, like, my perspective now. Oh, man, that's going to be
now, is it
opposite.
Fuck relationships, period, or is it just...
Man, fuck that I love, that love shit. I don't want to hear... If you even hit me with that love shit, you getting deleted from my phone.
Okay.
Period.
You already just...
I don't
want to
hear it. I don't give a fuck about your feelings. I don't care about how you feel or none of that shit. I'm a cold-ass nigga right now. And that's bad.
Yeah, it is. That it is, but I mean you have a reason to be that way, and as long as you're upfront, like I say with everybody else, I can't judge anybody. As long as you're upfront, because you're upfront with your shit, like, yo, this is me, this is how it is right now. You dealing with it or you not? You step the fuck on. Like I said, you don't lie to anybody or you don't do anything like that. You don't play them games. You don't got time for that. So it's either deal with it or don't. So I respect that.
I invested 6 years for nothing. That's I might as well be in prison. I might as well be in prison for 6 years, my nigga. Like, I mean, like, honestly, that's how I feel right now. Because I, like, isolate, like, I wasn't fucking with any of my homeboys, like, y'all niggas, like, nothing, man. I just fell off the earth for 6 years. And you tell me I'm lying.
Nah, you was gone. I came out to visit, and you were still low-key, like, gone. Like you was good. We got out one night. Like,
and what happened when I got back home?
Some bullshit. But yeah.
Exactly.
But yeah. I guess some combinations work.
I'm cool, man. I'm good.
Some combinations work, some combinations don't. That's what it is. Y'all just heard the other side of the combination. So we're gonna get back into some more independent artists on this West Coast Wednesdays, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna talk to MIA. We're gonna get a female perspective on the subject, all right? So we'll be right back. I'm gonna let my boy Mystery take us out with this. Are y'all ready for love? I don't think so. Yeah, tell him, man.
Yeah, it's your boy Mystery on the track. You know I'm a producer. I ain't no rapper. Shouts out to Young Mel on this beat, though.
I heard you saying that, but every time I come back, you only throw the cat. But then you say you want love, but then there's nothing else. I guess it's gonna be another trophy up on the shelf. Why you screaming? I guess it's something I'm exercising like it was demons. You play your games, get caught, and then you say you learn. But see, when you play with fire, girl, you get burned. And I'm a straight torch. My heart is not a walk on and off like a porch. I remember when you told me you love me up under arch. And now I'm permanent pressed out with no starch. But ain't you 30 something? But now I see the one thing, you always frontin'. You told my mama you love me and it's love that you wantin'. But now I'm feeling disgusted, I'm finna push the button. Your love is limited. It only came around once a month like a period. You think I'm playing? Hell no, girl, I'm serious. You only jumped in the water just because you're curious. Damn, you straight grinding. I told you one time all it takes, so please don't try me.
You got the dick, now you whip, now you right behind me. She sucked me up anytime I want. Let it fly me. Dog, on my mind.
I ain't lying.
Cause if I'm lying, then I'm flying. Ain't no need for trying. Cause all my wolf tickets she selling, I just wouldn't buy. Cause after all the lying and trying, I felt like dying.
Edna, I'm on my way.
I know you feel me. Can't call a heart home when it feels so empty. Wanna give a person your all cause it sounded tempting. But now I caught your ass up and now you say I'm tripping.
Say I'm tripping, damn.
I'm about to end it. Couple of my new and old chicks might feel offended. Must keep it 200 at all times. Like Optimus Prime, yeah, I transform when I rhyme.
Forever. hit him with my words. Make your money in the hood, and then you move out to the birds. Never cop the first plea. Take your time and get a journal, cause these crackers playing games with niggas' life with no concern.
When I spread my wings, I'ma fly. And I ain't even worried, cause nothing you can do about it. Do about it, do about it.
Revenge is bitch, headed to haters through my success. With that said, I'm blessed. Through this talent, I give my best. Forgive them, for they speak fluent with foolishness like the rest. Crabs in the bucket, played in the sand, but they found a guess. I do this with such finesse. The living truth in the flesh. Work ethic on some bipartisan shit, legend and nothing less. In God, throughout the struggles, I know my time is due. AM is the name, deuce is wild as the army to salute. Forgiving for my arrogance, executing my high pursuit. Modifying my circle and narrow down to select a few. The only thing that bothers me, my family's still in poverty. But that I give it all, even if it's my biography. My back against the wall, yeah, I know I get a lot in me. I win against the grain, very things, it ain't a robbery. I feel attention building, women dripping out erratically. The streets anticipate them, can't escape them, this is prophecy.
When I spread my wings, I'ma fly.
When I spread my wings,
even though they hear me
down for some
time,
they won't hold me down forever.
Just because I'm a man, I'm a boss, I'm a boss, still in the beat.
One time I shot her, nigga, hey, all I gotta say, nigga, I'm baked. How you fuck crackers can't now hold me down, nigga. You know what I'm saying, nigga, let's get it. Get money, that is. Fuck, never hold me down. No.
LA, West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. Remember, if you want to get in on the combo, 661-621-7559. You can either listen in, press 1 to holler at me. Make sure
you go right here, man.
If you want to send in the music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Chill with my boy Mac. Got my nigga Levi Sev chilling with me, MIA in the building. And like I said, if you're just tuning in right now, we're kicking around some shit right now about thinking with your head, thinking with your heart, you know. Which way is the right way to go? What you should do when you're in the situation? Just left, right, up, down, like we do. We just look at one topic and we try to switch it around.
Dagger.
All right. Yo.
Dagger. Yeah. Can I ask you for a little favor, my nigga?
One favor. What's up?
It's a small favor, like a couple seconds. My brother want to talk to you real fast, man.
Yes. Yeah.
Real fast.
What to do? Where
is that cool?
Yeah. Let that
Say whatever the fuck you gotta say. Say something, nigga.
Yo, Dagger. What to do, Duck, man? How you been, man?
Nigga, what's good, nigga?
Man, big grown ass man, motherfucker, man. What's going up with you?
Yeah, nigga, I'm old. Yeah, it's all old now, nigga. About to be 30, nigga. I'm about to hit that
nigga,
30.
Nah, nigga. I'm about to be 30, nigga. You ain't
yeah,
got to say.
Yeah,
nigga.
But
you ain't.
Come on.
Nigga,
come on.
I'm about to be 30, but yeah, you is a big grown motherfucker now, man. What's up with you, man? Y'all good?
Yeah, man. I'm straight, man. Just chilling.
Hey, nah. Since I got you on here, sorry, I talked to my nigga Duck in a minute. Hold on one quick second. Cause since you, I don't get you on the radio that much, my nigga. What
are you gonna get me on the radio?
Nigga, cause you don't call in the show, man. I know y'all got two phones.
Man, I never asked me to call.
Okay. I don't need to tell you to call it. You can call it when you want to, but that, we'll talk about that later. We're wasting air time. Listen.
All right.
Listen. We're talking about, nigga, you know, thinking with your head, thinking with your heart. Now, see, you old now, so I know you got some experience under your belt out there now. You've been out there doing your thing or whatever, man. So what about you? Because your brothers, you already know where your brother's at with shit. What about you? Are you like... Fuck everything, like I'm just all like
nothing like that, man. I'm not about to just go around and just smash anything I see, man. It's not going down like that.
Nigga. Like fuck bitches. Like are you a rational person? All you do is think. You know what I mean? You don't get involved. No feelings when it comes to bitches. No feelings. You don't get involved with them.
No,
like
not at all, nigga. What the fuck, nigga. Nigga, I ain't about to think about nothing, nigga. It's point blank, period. I'm fucking and it's gone, nigga. You might as well just go home after that. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing.
It's just honest, but I mean, but you tell them that off top, right? It's not like you don't. It's not like you hide that or anything. You don't lie to girls and anything, do you?
No, I don't lie.
I don't have a point.
I don't have a point.
In lie.
I don't have a reason. I don't have a reason to lie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there you go. At least he's not lying. That's what I'm saying. He's straight up with people, so we just gotta leave it at that.
Yeah,
hold
man.
On, we got.
Yeah,
hold
I,
on, Mike.
I gotta keep
hold
it real.
Yeah, hang out with your boy for a minute, Doug. Hold on, we're gonna bring in some more callers real quick. Hold on, straight out to 313-8076. You got Dagger, what it do?
Man, take off, bro. Y'all already know, dog. This your boy Ash DeMar. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, dog, it's my 30th birthday today, bruh.
Happy birthday,
nigga.
I saw all this shit. You know, these are the times when I wish I was balling. Because if I was balling, I would have been on the flight out there at the party. Like, nigga, we here. Like, this is what we do. Like, you know what I mean? I would have been there, my nigga. Like, don't even trip. But shout out to Ashton Martin, man. Happy birthday, man. All that. So what you doing,
happy
man?
Birthday.
You talking to me and shit, nigga. What you doing? You your baby, what's poppin'?
I appreciate everybody, you know what I'm saying, for the love, for the support. Man, you know what I'm saying, I got my birthday party, man, you know what I'm saying, going down Friday, you know, at Club Armani on the east side in the hood of Detroit, you know what I'm saying. I don't do it in the hood because a nigga broke, man. I do it in the hood because I'm addicted to the hustle, I'm addicted to the grind, man, and I love my city, you feel me? I put on for my city. You know? But tomorrow, I'm going to be up in Motor City Casino, then I'm going to the strip club by the beam, by the boom, you feel me? I'm going to be in that bitch throwing some dollars up, you know what I'm saying?
I need footage. Send me some pictures. Send me some shit, man. I want to see what the birthday. I want some hangover footage shit. You know what I mean? Like, remember at the end of Hangover where they had all the pictures? Like, I want all the pictures.
I got
you. Gotta give me some footage.
I got you, bro. Hey, and also, look, bro, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to put this out here live on broadcast. Ash DeMartin don't do one girl thing, no. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe in monogamy. You feel me? When I'm going to sleep on my B-day, I'm going to sleep 3 or 4 deep. You hear me?
What?
He said he go to four. He said he 3 or 4 deep with bitches. Like, that's what I... What nigga ask you? No idea. Hey, he's straight to the point with it, but see, up front with it, another nigga that he is what he is, he do what he do, but he don't lie about it. Straight up to the point, on air, everybody heard it. So if you out there on some shit like, man, Ashton Martin told me this and told me that, you a liar. I don't believe it because he just said it just now. But for sure, Ashton, man, I know you want to get to your birthday, man. Are you hanging out or are you going to go party? I know you got a party to get to, man. Yeah, I don't want to keep you from nothing.
Man, I'm hanging out, bro. I'm out here in Pontiac, Michigan, bro. I'm sipping on some Ciroc and some orange juice, dog. I'm on my level right now. I can't even vote right now. Fuck the CEO. You know what I'm saying? Fuck the judge. Fuck the litigator. God damn it.
Let me let MIA give us a female perspective on the heart and the head situation, because I believe that. Well, I mean, it's been proven, but I mean,
do you really want me?
You gotta. I'm gonna let you. You gotta say something. Cause I know girls think. I know girls think more with their heart. They're more emotional. That's just how y'all bred. But I mean, there's those girls that do think and like to outthink guys and like really be on their next level shit on their mind, which is what I like. So, where you at with shit, MIA, on this subject?
Well, where I'm at, I mean, everybody is going to do them, obviously. You know, people nowadays are just looking for relationships and looking for sex buddies and shit like that and not telling the truth. You know what I mean? Trying to smash everything that comes their way. If you're doing it big, if you're doing you, that's fine. But if you ain't on that level, then you feel me, you need to be trying to get there instead of be worrying about, you know, falling in love or, you know, just having sex. So, but I think females are more emotional because it's so much put on us. You know what I mean? When we are dealing with a guy and being in a relationship.
But what much more is put on a female than a guy?
All the negativity that a female has to take on a daily basis, and plus dealing with, you know, a significant other or somebody else. You know what I mean? You got this guy who's dealing with 3 or 4 or 5 females at one time in a day, and then if a female do the same shit, it's like, oh, she's a ratchet and she's fucking everybody and whoopee whoop. So
but
it's like
is,
it's so much put
doing,
on
then,
us at the end
well,
of the day.
Well, let me say this. Do double standards exist? Yes, they do. That's just what it is.
That's the bottom line.
You can't get around that. And I'm not gonna sit here and say there's something wrong with a girl that's as long as she can get her, she can fuck who she wants to. My thing is there's a way about doing shit. Like
if you are real Roman, you wouldn't want to do that shit. And that's why, you know, you get females that are really emotional because they're looking to just really be in something cool. Not saying you just got to be faithful, but just, damn, keep it real,
There are those girls that are just freaks. And they try to get this. But, I mean, they're protected. They keep their shit on the DL. They do what they do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They just do what they do. And there are those bitches that really just fuck anything that they, you know, they just fuck anything.
Yeah, trust
don't
me. I have
homes.
Girls,
don't care who they talk about. You know what I mean? There's a difference. You know,
that's right.
Check this out, though. See, this ass man right here, though. My bitches, though, you know what I'm saying? When I get with my bitches and I let them know that I'm sleeping with you, her and her too, you know what I'm saying? I let my bitches know off the dribble. Look, I let my bitches know off the dribble. You can't fuck this nigga. You can't fuck that nigga. You feel me? Like, straight up. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, hey, I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm like a nigga, like, easy. I pray to God I stay safe, you know what I'm saying? But I like to fuck with no rubber, you feel me? It's my man, you know what I'm saying? But I tell my bitch, though, you can't fuck with that nigga, you can't fuck with that nigga, straight up.
But that's how I see.
But you keeping
it
real though, and you letting them know.
I'm kind of funny like that too. I feel you on that. I feel you on that on the easy E shit, but not all the time. Because like I said, out here in LA, you would catch something fucking with these bitches. So no, gotta step up out here with these bitches. But I do feel you on the part where it's like, you know what? I'll tell you straight up. I'm fucking you, and you, but you better not fuck nobody else or I'm not fucking you no more. I feel you on that. That's some double standards for your ass, but hey, that's
what it is. But you don't know who that bitch is fucking. You don't know.
You don't honestly.
Fuck him and don't fuck her or whatever the situation may be. But it's like, but then again, you can get some females who will be like, fuck it, okay.
That's what
it's
I'm saying.
Good. I ain't going
what
nowhere, nigga.
And that's why I mess with 18-year-olds.
Whatever. You'll be surprised
at those girls that'll be like, because you know what? This is why I always like dealing with girls that at least like other girls because, see, I try to eliminate that competition between girls. It's like we could all just get along. Like we could all have fun, you know? But
that shit
don't
ever happen. That's like
girls
black
don't like other
along.
Girls. That's the girls
mm-hmm.
like other girls, but they don't really like other girls. You know what I mean? It's like. We're gonna jump into a whole other subject.
I love dick, so yeah.
Hey, but all right, y'all. I got a nice full panel here. We're gonna get into Daggers double play.
Can
like
you say
that
again?
What?
I like dick, so.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
We will get the Daggers double play, y'all.
Hey,
what's
Mac talking, man. Let's go to let's listen to some music, man.
Yeah,
I'm about
I
got
to roll it, man. We're going into my double play right now, y'all. Y'all check me out. Like I said, I do this music thing too. I try to get my shit in every now and then. So here we go. This is one thing that's perfectly on this subject matter right here. Mac, you remember this shit. I called you when I was writing it. Like, nigga, you gotta listen to this. Like, here we go. Daggers.
Alrighty, I'm about to turn it up.
Let's go.
Take out.
I'm a blind man walking every step I take is critical. There's no one else identical. Daggers just too lyrical. I'm cynical, devious with the bars of a genius. No, I don't got the biggest dick, but bitches loving my penis. If you had it, then I hope you happy. Daggers gotta lock it down. I call you bitches sleepwalking. What you mean? They sleep around over here, over there. Let any nigga tap that. That's my only question.
Is it free?
Or do them niggas paying cash? That's for me. I sit and laugh. Bitches acting funny still. You can fucking party, but can't even pay your phone bill.
You for real?
All your county money, acting mad when you the reason that your son or daughter hurt you. You ain't getting nothing from it. Dagger doesn't need the drama. You can't be my girl if you some other niggas, baby mama doesn't fit. Must have quit. Dagger doesn't fuck with it. That's just like buying luggage with some other niggas closing it. I know I talk a lot of shit. That's the way the dagger fit. Other niggas lost a lot.
Me?
Rather keep it real. I can clown a bitch for days in many ways. But here's the truth, you bitches give me ammo. They get mad when I decide
you hear me?
Better duck and cover.
Dagger's here.
I'm holding nothing back.
Nope.
I'm killing every gold digging, crazy stalking ghetto rat. I done played the fool before. Never will I play again. If you don't want me talking shit, then stop the shit you doing it. Me laughing too, they claim they true but really fake. Got no respect, they love to hate.
Scared to fight,
bars and tight, gotta pay to get a date.
That ain't true,
but you ain't either. Tell the truth, let them know you just another undercover brother. So
I said you are
staring at my testicles, you faggot. Ain't no homos here, I will never
blow it.
I ain't the Cleveland Cavaliers. These other niggas dropping checks and paper. Every bitch they see, y'all got it backwards, homie. Check the dagger, look, they paying me. I ain't even pimping, they just like the way the dagger motor. Told you I'm a
Jedi.
Wave my hand, they hand it over. Niggas getting slower, slower, broke, angry, never happy. Way too many little niggas born and raised without a daddy. So they join a gang, playing weed, work, carry heat. Now you a killer.
Shoot a nigga.
What he do?
Cross the street,
sit deep, can't sleep. Niggas getting killed for nothing, but y'all never listen. If y'all did, then y'all would learn some. Consequences, repercussions, gotta choose a choice as well.
Nigga.
You can live, you can die, you can go to jail. Me, I know I'm gonna die at any time. That's how it is, so now the dagger's gonna live. Worry free, zero kids. If you got them,
you're a problem.
You the one raw dog and hoes. Eating in these bitches, now she pregnant, and you know it's yours. Climb up out the pussy, bust a nut in any other place. Fat ass titty, put it down her throat, on her face. But you rather leave it in, so now the dagger's got it. Clown, cause niggas getting bitches pregnant just so they can hang around. If you go, you better let her. Bitches do what bitches do. Thinking you the only one, you fucking other niggas too. The loyalty for anybody, everybody does what's up. Glad I got my pieces. If I didn't, I would kill myself.
On this one, y'all, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You got a problem with that? Fuck you, alright? For real.
Serious.
This shit right here fucked me up, alright?
Alright.
express that shit. Deal with it. So here we go.
Gotta keep it pushing.
Yeah.
What's love gonna do about it?
I don't know what I'm doing, but I know the path I'm choosing. Right. I lost a lot in life.
You
didn't plan on losing. Uh-uh. But here I am, a better man, and yet I stand alone. I am a king, you were my queen, but then you went and left the throne. I can't believe it, but so be it. Now it's over, dead and done. Could've fought it out together, but you rather turn and run. Begging isn't what I do for you, I did a lot of things. Still cussing, yelling, fighting.
Damn.
I pay the rent, I buy the food, I get the drink, I buy the weed. But now the times are getting hard, I guess there's more you really
what else?
Need. In the streets 5 days a week, I can't hate, she kept me straight. She told me straight out to my face.
I'm going out, I got a date.
I turn my head and walk away to smile while you walking out. I'm thinking in my head, I should
choke this bitch and knock her out.
That's some crazy shit, I know, but hey, these feelings fuck me up. Be glad my mama raised me right, so I'll just chuck these deuces up.
I'm with the
hurt, can't even sleep. Laying in my bed alone, and all I do is count the sheep. I will no longer weep. You have my heart, don't want it back. All I got is self esteem. And sorry, I can't give you that. I wanted you to tie me down. Instead, you chose to set me free. You said,
I'll always have your back.
You should
have
never lied to me. Cause now I'm just a psychopathic lyricist. That fucking heart is screaming.
Fuck the world and all those idiots.
Yeah, she got me started. Dearly departed, now the death would be an easy route. Gotta live my life without you. Thought we had it figured out. Tried to talk, you chose to walk. Told me I ain't worth a thought. I gave you everything I had to give. Plus the shit I bought. Now that's just wasted money. It ain't funny, I ain't laughing. Now you out there talking shit, not telling folks what really happened. Had a ring, you had a hoe, you let a bitch come fuck it up. Believing every lie she told you, made you chuck them beasts
later. I'm with the new shit, I'm chucking my juicy.
Serious, man. I never wanted to get like this.
Better.
On some real shit.
No more time to make.
I got a lot of no-buts for nobody. A bunch of bullshit. But fuck, I don't deal with it anyway. I gotta keep pushing, right?
I got so much to say, got even more I gotta do instead of worrying about your ass and who's fucking you. But hey, that ain't my biz, I'm kinda saucy, still the fire. Told me there was no one higher, waiting, got a new supplier. Yeah, I used to be a liar, made a change, I had to grow. Opened up my heart and soul, and now you wanna let me go so you can go and do whatever. Moving on to something better, left me once, left me twice, third time, that's forever. I never wanted this, enough's enough, you got me pissed. You ain't making shit, but still you talking, throwing, breaking shit, you stupid.
Whoa.
Hold up, nah, I still won't call you out.
Nah,
you
nah.
Nothing like them other bitches, why you wanna act
why?
The same?
Why?
This is just my pain, cause I can't lie, she fucked
listen.
Me up. She told the cops I fucked her up.
Then what they do?
They locked me up. I could've fucked you up, but nah,
I
say that's over Jerry
either.
Springer.
Fuck you, Dagger.
Fuck you too,
whatever.
Deuces, two middle fingers.
Yeah.
And there you have it. I'm serious, man. I didn't want to move on, but fuck it, I got no choice yet. It's not in my hands anymore. I did everything I fucking could, you know what I mean? But what can a nigga do? But keep it pushing. Keep moving forward. And stop crying about that shit, right? So fuck it, that's what I'm gonna do. This shit still hurts like a motherfucker. Fuck it. Deuces.
It's over? That's right, you did it, Poopsikins.
It's over. I didn't feel anything. You were right, man.
I'm so proud of you, Eric.
All right, so where's my ice cream?
Oh, here's the doctor now. Hi, doctor.
You were right, doctor. Everything is okay.
No, it's not. Eric, I'm afraid that we've accidentally infected you with the AIDS virus.
What?
What's that supposed to mean?
During the tonsil surgery, we had to supply you with donor blood. A mistake was made, and you were given blood contaminated with HIV. It was a one-in-a-billion fluke.
I have AIDS?
Not yet, but we've confirmed that you now have the virus that causes AIDS. We are very sorry.
sorry? You gave me AIDS and you're sorry?
Oh, my poor little baby.
Mom, you said nothing would go wrong.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
No, this is a joke, right? This is a joke. I can't have AIDS.
We're going to do everything in our power to make this up to you, Eric. For starters, I think I owe you some ice cream.
You're angry? You said I'd be fine. You all said I'd be fine.
Yeah, we're back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, The Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day. Bang out radio. So my name is Mac, Levi Sev in the building, M.I.A.
I started your whole like 20 years ago.
We lost Ashton, but he may be back. We'll see what's up. We're celebrating his birthday.
Fucking stupid.
Yo, hold on, somebody talking. Mac.
What's up?
Oh, okay. What's going on in your background, nigga? What the fuck is Doug doing?
Man, my little brother going ham, man. This nigga, he tight. This nigga super tight, man. Because he don't understand the concept of working, man. You know what I mean? This nigga think everything's supposed to be easy. Like, you just go fill out an application, just get paid $20 an hour, nigga. You just sit on your ass.
No, that's just not easy. Trust me.
Special class, man. Nigga, he getting mad at me. I'm telling this nigga, like, man, chill out, man. You know what I mean?
But yeah, we'll lay off the head and heart for right now, y'all. We're gonna jump into something else real quick, because you know yesterday was Valentine's Day, so I just want to do a quick...
Man, fuck Valentine's
Day.
Quick shout out to those... God damn it, I almost bit my tongue off.
Quick shout out to those that celebrated and enjoyed their Valentine's Day. Like I said,
I got a story.
I got one too. It's cool. We got a story.
Yesterday, but hold on.
I gotta get my shots over. Shouts out. I want to be nice to everybody that's booed up, that did their thing on Valentine's Day, that enjoyed their night or whatever y'all did. I hope y'all enjoyed yourselves. And shouts out to everybody.
I hope y'all kill yourself at the same time.
Shouts out to everybody else who wasn't with nobody and was just doing their own motherfucking thing, or just got something real quick and then kept it pushing, or whatever you did. As long as I just hope you got some last night at least, because at least everybody should at least got some. So at least at that point. But if you didn't, too bad. Better luck next year. But as I was saying, wait, hold on. One real quick story. Cause see, I went out to dinner yesterday. So that's now. I was supposed to go to the islands, get some drinks and shit or whatever. Then it got knocked down to IHOP. I was supposed to go to Fridays. Then it got knocked down to islands. Then it got knocked down to IHOP because that's just what was open. Now.
Hey, bro, my shit better than that, bro.
No, I ain't even started yet. No, but go ahead. I'll save my story. Go ahead, Mac. Let's hear the Valentine's Day. All right.
Listen, man. You know how we fell off? Me old girl fell off, right?
Right.
She hit me on Monday. She's like, what you doing for Valentine's Day? Nothing. You know what I mean? I'm like, absolutely fucking nothing. I'm about to play Xbox, shoot a nigga on Call of Duty, whatever, blah, blah, blah. She was like, well, I got these 12-ounce steaks over here. I'm about to cook dinner. You should come over here for Valentine's Day. Like, out of nowhere. Keep in mind, I have not fucked this girl in, 3 weeks.
Okay.
She's trying to get you for six years, my nigga. You feel me?
She's trying to get to you through food, but okay, go ahead. While somebody's
right.
doing dishes, who's doing dishes? Wait, hold on, real quick. Pause. Who's doing dishes?
Oh, my bad. While he's talking about steak, I actually made some today.
Can you stop doing dishes right now, please? Pretty please for 1 second. I know you best to say that's real attractive that you're, a woman doing dishes.
I'm done.
That's a real attractive to me. Don't get me wrong. But
yeah,
right this second,
sexy,
give us a second, okay? Please, pretty please.
I swear to God, if I ask the girl I was with for 6 years to wash dishes, it's like pulling a tooth.
But continue the story.
Hey, I'm just saying, I respect that. Well, let me get back to what I was saying, though. Like, this girl, she like, yeah, I got these big-ass steaks, blah, blah, blah. You should come over for dinner for Valentine's Day, right? So I'm like, cool.
I'll be over there, you know what I mean? Come over a couple blunts, you know what I mean? Okay. I get over there, right?
All right.
Oh my God. Okay. Like I'm a no pet kind of dude. Like I don't like dogs. I don't like animals. Period.
Right. Me too. Okay.
A bitch is good enough for me. A bitch is. I mean, that's animal. I'm sorry. No disrespect, but I don't like animals. You know what I mean? Like I'm
okay.
Cool. Like I don't like furry. None of that shit. Only thing furry on me is like probably my the inside of my puff jacket. You know what I mean? Like,
but
honestly,
for sure,
like, I'm being serious.
So what happened?
Okay. I fucking, she cooked the steak, like, we eat, everything's good, like, I'm straight on full as fuck, like, I'm ready to go home at this point, right? She's
okay.
Like, she's like, so are you gonna fuck me?
Just straight to the point, though, huh?
Like,
okay.
Straight up, like,
okay.
Wow, like it's a chore, like taking the trash out.
No, because she fed you, she brought
and
you
I'm
out,
like,
she fed, yeah,
like,
she thought you owed her, like.
I started laughing, like, I started rolling, like, I was laughing, like, really hard. Like, I think I squeezed a tear out.
You laughed
like,
in the face?
Like, I squeezed a tear out of my, oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because I had just got to finish fucking this one, this Puerto Rican girl, man, that don't even barely speak English.
Before you even went over there?
Before I even went over there, man. You know
wasn't even
worried
about pussy. Okay, so what happened? Okay, so then what?
Okay, so I'm trying to be cool about this shit, right? I mean, no homo, my dick not working. Like, my shit's gone. Like, my, like, no, nothing. No response, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So she starts trying to get me up and shit. She put it in her mouth and shit, and it's like a fucking, like, it's just, it's all
bad.
Well,
you should have got it in there.
Right.
She's like, what's wrong?
Yeah.
You're not attracted to me?
No.
It's been 6 years. Of course I'm not attracted to you.
Damn, I mean, if it's like that,
I mean, honest,
like,
I'm being 100, man. I'm being 100. Dagger, I'm being 100, man. And I said that shit to that bitch face, man. I told her, like, I mean, if you're not upside down trying to suck my dick, I mean, what am I supposed to do? I mean, honestly.
Oh, okay. Now, that's funny. Now, look at this. Now, watch this. Now, this is pathetic. Like I said, now, we went from funny. Now, I'm going to talk about pathetic real quick. Now, you want to see something pathetic? When I went to, like I said, I went to IHOP. I'm eating there. I'm sitting there eating. And I glance over to my left, right? There's four grown men sitting in one of the booths in the back. You know, there's the long booth with the chairs on the other side. You know, when you got motherfuckers like eight people, you know, they throw you back there. So there's four people back
there. The pedophile corner.
They was all in the corner, four of them. And this is just funny because this is what nerds must do on Valentine's Day because they were straight. You know what they were sitting in the back doing? In the back of fucking IHOP, they was playing Magic the Gathering. You know that card game that, you know, that.
Wow.
They
was in the back, nigga. They have the whole board out, my nigga. Like the whole board, like ready.
I almost
got
two. I just got about a centimeter away from pushing the fucking hang up button. Like, are you serious?
I went over there
and just slid my hand across the board just because.
They were into the game like we be in the Xbox, man.
That's why all these girls is gay nowadays, man. Because the niggas like that playing Magic the Gathering and IHOP.
Yeah.
And they was getting mad, just like we be getting mad at Xbox. Why did you use that spell? Why did you use those powers? Like, oh, then the funniest shit, right? And I guess the loser had to pay for dinner or whatever they was doing, had to pay. So you see the one dude, you see the little Oriental dude get up like, man,
God,
he was mad, like, walked over to pay
killing
for it.
Killing me, Larry.
Dagger,
no, and then,
dagger.
What?
You
no,
know
I'm not
me,
done.
Dude.
I'm not
you
done.
You know me.
No. What's funny is still, they had to pack up and leave, right? And I'm looking at, and they literally really, like, packed up. Dude pulled out, like, he had a carrying case, like, put it on the table, put his cards all in.
Did he have a trench coat on?
Like, folded up a little game pad, like,
black fingernail polish and all that shit, like, the whole, what the hell's going on around here? I mean, I know it's 2012, but I mean, what the fuck, man?
And this is Valentine's Day night, so I was like, this is, and I was just like, out of all four of y'all, like, out of all four of y'all, not one of y'all had not one female or nothing y'all could be doing right now, just sitting in the back of
they
the house playing
jerk.
Magic
they went
together.
Home circle jerk. They went home as circle jerk. That's all it was. You grab mine, I grab yours, you grab his, and we're going
to
go ham.
I used to be a nerd. I can admit it. Like I said, I used to be a nerd back in the day. I had my nerd phase or whatever, but I grew out of that shit real quick.
Nah,
that shit wasn't going to fly. But these niggas is grown men with, but grown men nerds is just really, I've never seen it. These are like people that get dressed up for Star Wars conventions and shit. I've never actually really seen it in my own, in
they
front of me.
Princess Leia is
too.
The baddest bitch ever living, right? Princess Leia from Star Wars is the baddest bitch ever, right? Get the fuck out of here, man.
Oh, man, it was amazing. And it was just, and when, like I said, and they each had their own carrying case, like there was four of them. So, and then I hear their conversations like, man, you lucky, I should have used my power deck. You lucky I didn't use my power deck, I would have won. You know, little shit like that. Like,
they
grown,
acting
like
they
30,
little
yes,
kids,
like grown
in
fucking
kindergarten.
Men, like,
I would have rather had to deal
oh,
with Nicki Minaj after the Grammy Awards than deal with that shit, man.
But I can honestly admit because I've seen it. There is money in that shit, man. These motherfucking nerds, there's bread in that shit, man. They be having a whole tournament, nigga, like $50,000 cash, nigga, like to walk out the door winning in some fucking cars. I done seen it. So, I don't know. Like,
hey, you
want to know
what's better than that? You want to know what's better than all that shit? Have you seen that little thick little midget stripper on YouTube?
Oh, nah, nigga. Nah, that's midget stripper is not cute. No,
she's changed your whole perspective. See that? See how she fucked the whole little galaxy up. You see that? Yeah, look the little thick midget stripper up on YouTube, man. Change that shit up, man. I don't want to hear about that fucking.
Man, we done, man. We gonna fucking smoke.
You might as well
play
a Game Boy, man.
Make sure you get, make if you got your blunts, your bongs, your zigzags, whatever you smoking on, whatever you lighting up,
all
whatever you rolling
shit.
Up. Make sure
pop
you got it ready right now. Get your lighter. Spark it up, and we're gonna start it off like this with my nigga Breeze off that bomb butt. Let's go.
I got that bomb butt. I'm high all the time. That blue dreaming master cushion got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb butt. I'm high all the time. That sour D's and OG cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb butt. I'm high all the time. That blue dreaming master cushion got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb butt. I'm high all the time. That sour D's and OG cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb butt.
This is legal in California. You got your medical card, light up your marijuana, man, I'm gone. And I don't think I'm coming back. I smoke three blunts of the purple and stuff Jack in the Sheldon Black. I smoke the bomb. Shit, even my mama know it. Sorry, mom, I love the ganja. That's why I always blow it. I'm a fiend. Addicted to naturality. When the green is in my system, would you love me or be mad at me? Practically, the weed that you smoke, it's irrelevant, man. I blow the good enough to take out an elephant, man. The type of shit I bag and niggas buy if I'm selling it, man. Junior Reed, tell these niggas I'm the medicine, man. AKA Mr. One a Month. I spit the THC to make a nigga wanna roll a blunt. Or better yet, probably make you wanna pack a bone. If you high as me, then sing along to the smoking.
I got that bomb butt. I'm high all the time. That blue dreaming master cushion got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb butt.
I'm high all the time. That sour D's and OG cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That blue dream and Mr. Cushion got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That sour D's and OG cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but
what you want? Sativa, indica. One have you turned down, the other have you turned up. They both bomb, but that platinum, I had you stuck. I took one hit of the blunt and I start rapping like I was drunk. Huh. Close to 500 an ounce, that's what I'm talking about. I been had the keys to this game, probably lock you out. Blowing on that bubble kush hash, that'll knock you out. In the S5, windows up, hot boxing it out. I live my life like it's 420 every day. I blow a half an ounce a day, I hope I keep the doc away. Closer to my dreams, I'm getting higher than Guapole. Blowing on this train wreck, I hope it don't wreck my day. All this smoking and coughing, I can't feel my face. I swear the skywalker make me feel like I was out of space. Blowing on this fruit, lemon kush, pineapple grape. If you know me, then trust me when a nigga
say, hey, I'm high all the time. That blue dream and master kush, it got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That sour D's and OG kush, it got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That blue dream and Mr. Cushion got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That sour D's and OG Cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but
hey, bro, what's up? What's up with the bro, nigga? Hey, hit that nigga Randy Third up, nigga. You know the team in the back, right? I got a dub for the flight, nigga. Speaking of flight, TSB. Theato. Got weed? Yes. Let's smoke. Every day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed? Yes. Let's smoke. Every day, rolling up the grams, bro. Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man, about to make a stack off me. Yes. I want two. She want three. Whole clique, about to be turned all week. Hey. CA, motherfucker, look. On the block, blowing trees like a Mexican. Sorry. Inked up, feeling swag nice like a reverend. Yeah. Let me get stacked up, the cush, never stressed me. And the bitch only for the neck like a necklace. Get her hot, now she wanna touch. Affectionate. Heat it up, make her turn red, embarrassment. Left bitch, looking for the green. Cannabis. Burn the tuck, leave full of dots like leprechaun. Messages ain't about green, I don't mess with it. Blowing trees, MOB. Etc. Hitting up the homie cause I know that he on deck with it. And just because I know him, he gon' hit me with some extra shit. Medical, roll it in the Camry, box, get a check, kinda like convertible, copper. Monday through Monday, blow tree school every day. But that don't mean I can't smoke weed. Pass me the swisher, nigga. Love.
Got weed? Yes. Let's smoke. Every day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed? Yes. Let's smoke. Every day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man, about to make a stack off me. Cause I want two, she want three. Whole clique, about to be turned all week. MC, hey. Nigga.
She ate, bro.
King hat shades black trying to get to me. That leprechaun shit, I'm talking green like that leprosy. Eyes red from that purple and it still won't get the best of me. Turtle feet, I'm moving slow, but still nobody catching me. CA, smoke it till it's gone. After that, get some oak, then drop, get your own. Holla at me if you need it. Get the switches from the stove. Fuck papers, it's a rap. Can't see me cause I'm a ghost, now I'm on rap. Girl in front of me talking fast like an action. Loud packing a pistol, what she saying sound like nothing. I told her pump her brakes and take a break. You smell that ganja. 5 minutes later, my eyes red again like a lobster. Proper, I'm talking that medical like a doctor. Possibly have her seeing red, yellow, green like a roster. Marley, I'm hot like the cherry, so you can't catch me. I'm not trying to hear it, especially if you don't smoke weed, nigga. So don't say shit unless it's
got weed, let's smoke. AJ, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Every day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man, about to make a stack off me. Cause I want two, she want three. Whole clique, about to be turned all week. Hey.
What the fuck are you doing? Pass the blunt.
Thank you.
was out of LAX. My weapon of choice was Platinum American Express. I can't express the anticipation, ridiculous blazing. A super blow, I'm gram after gram in Amsterdam. I'm starring in my own movie and everybody's a cameraman. But I don't want the Starbucks or Folgers, I told ya. I'm looking strictly for Sticky Doja. Myself, a weed heavy, I kind of sewer. I love it to smell like, on the menu to my amazement was like 10 kinds of weed to put damn, you on the page. Immediate engagement of lips to blunt. You need a dish to fool in the kitchen with your bum. It's not a foot, but a Mary Jane utopia. The room is spinning, and I can't stop grinning. Damn, damn, it was the Amsterdam. Oh, damn, the damn Amsterdam. It was the Amsterdam, man. I'm trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. Damn, damn, the damn Amsterdam. Oh, damn, the damn Amsterdam. It was the Amsterdam. They got me faded, y'all. They got me faded, y'all. The damn Amsterdam. Oh, damn, it was the Amsterdam. The damn Amsterdam. They got me trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam. Oh, it was the Amsterdam. Damn Amsterdam, it got me faded, y'all, but I'm having a ball. Now I'm way too butted out, and I need to gain composure, my vision is sputtering out. What you say? Oh, fool, I'm tripping, I thought you said something.
Hey, why your eye keeps twitching?
Aight, everything is tight, I'ma kick it, dissemble to the red light district. It's the ghetto Disneyland, bitches in the window, I walk a super rindo, goddamn. But your boy Pistola's a cool killer, my life's a Friday, poolside at the villa. Nevertheless, I'm so high from smoking, and everything around me moving in slow motion. Overblown, my sober's gone, in a foreign zone, if the look is on his own. In the land of ridiculous sack, when I get to my house, I'ma pack and shoot right back. It was the Amsterdam, oh damn, the damn Amsterdam. It was the Amsterdam, man, I'm trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn Amsterdam, oh damn, the damn Amsterdam. It was the Amsterdam, they got me faded, y'all, they got me faded, y'all.
Positive. Will you stop it with that? What part of this is funny to you? We need to try to find
out. What part of being infected with a deadly disease do you find funny?
I don't think it's funny, Kat.
Then stop saying you're not just sure you're HIV positive. This isn't funny. AIDS isn't funny. Dying isn't funny, so shut the f*** up.
Well, excuse me, Kyle, for trying to keep some optimism, you know? You know, sometimes when things seem their darkest, you just need to try and stay HIV positive. But if you want to be so HIV negative all the time...
Knock it off! Right now! This isn't funny! At all!
Are you sure?
Yes!
Are you HIV positive?
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Boys, the...
Make sure you tune in each and every hump day to West Coast Wednesdays with the Dagger as he showcases the top indie artists from around the world each and every week from 9 to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah, we're back. West Coast Wednesdays, hump night for Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day, bang out radio. Still got some time if you want to jump jump in on some of these conversations. 661-621-7559. Press 1 to holler at me. Got a full panel tonight, my nigga Mac, Levi Seb hanging with your boy, Ashton Martin, MIA in the building. And let's go to news. I haven't done news in a while, and I, you know, people think that I'm crazy, and it's like, y'all don't realize there's a lot of crazy shit going on across the world, not just the people I talk to. Like, now Mac, you was talking about the little midget pole dancer. Now, I think I got two pole dancers that can beat her. You seen the pole dancer with one leg with the prosthetic leg? Have you seen that one?
Actually, I have. Unfortunately, that's fucked up.
And what about the? And have you seen the 252-pound pole dancer?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I have seen that too. I've been blessed to see that too.
Oh man, what is wrong with people? See, this is the shit I be talking about, y'all.
I really don't know, man.
252 pounds trying to rap and dance around a pole, and it's like the.
I mean, you know,
it is not.
Some
you
people
know what
gotta,
I'm more mad about.
Gotta,
I'm more mad about the people. I'm more mad about the people that go and watch these people. Because you can't stop a grown motherfucker from doing what they want to do.
You know what's fucked up, Dagger? You know what's fucked up, Dagger? If I went and got a liter of Bacardi 151, and I went and scooped you and a nigga Fry up, we was gonna see that fat bitch. And we would smoke mad kush, and we would go see that fat bitch, and we would throw dollars at her.
Nah,
so she's successful. I promise you she would.
Yeah,
if you fucking with me and Fry, she would get some of your dollars, nigga.
All right, now what about this dude right here? Now look at this motherfucker. 74-year-old man. 74. All right. Already this is going bad. The motherfucker's 74. Think about a 74-year-old man, y'all. That's an old motherfucker. Now, a 74-year-old, this is one of those stories where it's like every part I tell you is going to get progressively worse. Now watch. 74-year-old man arrested. All right, now for what? Hold on, let's take some guesses.
Arrested?
Mac, what was the Mac, what's your guess? 74-year-old man arrested for what?
Masturbating in public.
All right, there's his vote. Hold on. Levi Sam, you still here, man? What's your vote on the 74-year-old man? What did he get arrested for? Levi. He over there talking to his wife. Hold on, man. Ashton.
Yeah.
What do you think the 74-year-old man got arrested for?
For going to sleep like Hugh Hefner.
What did the 74-year-old man get arrested for?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Maybe public intoxication or something.
Public intoxication.
That should be funny as hell.
Now, see, the funny thing is the closest person to it was Ashton Martin with what he said. He didn't technically go to bed, but he got arrested for prostitution.
See, y'all thought it was funny, but see, that shit was the closest, though.
What was he doing, eating pussy for $10?
No, wait. No, wait. It gets worse. And it was funny because if this was The Price is Right, it's like, yeah, Aston Martin won. Like, if The Price is Right, it's like he got the closest to it without going over. You know what I mean?
Oh,
he got, like, right there. But, all right, 74-year-old man arrested for prostitution. But he got arrested because he was prostituted
by two male
undercover police officers, and he was trying to give out blowjobs. That's what he got prosecuted for.
Wow.
And he's a fan.
Oh,
hell no.
That's all bad.
And people call me crazy.
Right now, bro.
And people call me crazy.
That's
and they
bad.
Say, I do shit. Come on now. What the fuck is this?
That's crazy.
What the fuck
wow.
are you doing at 74 years old that you out there prostituting yourself and trying to suck off the undercover police cops?
I mean, what? He had no teeth or something? I mean, it was good.
Oh, man. This shit is fucking crazy. Right, let me see if I can get some details real quick. This is in South Carolina. So I guess this is how Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
That's fucking awesome.
I don't know
Damn.
What they be doing out there, man. The further east you go,
the wilder shit get, man. Trust me on that one.
You right about that.
I promise you, man. I'm from Cali, man. I'm in Oklahoma right now. This shit get wild out here, man. That shit get way wild, man.
And here's something else. Is we're going to end it. I'll end my news on this because there's some little story put out where this lady tried to put out. Here's the top five reasons why you're still single, according to this girl. And these things are always funny. Because these are always interesting. So we'll start.
All
right, number one, you spend too much time with the same people. I don't agree with that.
Not
because,
that bullshit.
Because it's what you have to do is you have to surround yourself with the right people. It is not the same people. Because you want to deal, if the people around you are about their business, doing what they're doing, making money, everybody's making moves
right.
and shit like that, then you want to
right.
be around them same motherfuckers. Don't get shit twisted.
Right.
You, the
right.
y'all that's around these
right.
people that ain't doing
people.
Shit with their lives
positive
or anything
people.
Like
you
that.
Think
yeah.
Positive.
Yeah, well, hold on real quick. I'm sorry. Hold on. I got to jack in one more caller real quick. Straight up to 313-7841. Hold on. Can we? There it is. You got Dagger. What it do? Hello?
You got a stalker.
Yeah, no, she pressed one and just didn't want to talk to me. It's okay. I understand. It's cool. Let's get back to the list. Number two, you don't trust yourself. That I agree with. I can agree with that one because I don't trust myself in certain situations, and so I avoid those situations because I don't know what I'm going to do. So I can agree with that one personally. What do you think about that one, Mac? What do you think about that one? Do you trust yourself?
I do not trust myself around other people's females.
Okay.
Except for my niggas. Like, my niggas, like, if y'all, like, y'all my brothers, man, like, y'all ain't got to worry about no shit like that. But, like another nigga? Oh, man, you better tighten up, homie.
All right, MIA.
You better tighten up real fast.
Do you trust yourself? I mean, what do you feel about that one?
Hell no, I don't trust myself. What the fuck? I'll jump
myself.
In the car right now.
Hold on, man. Go ahead, MIA.
I trust myself, but in certain situations, it's pretty hard. You know, sometimes you just gotta, you know.
Oh, you just gotta get it in.
Sometimes I don't trust myself.
You know. Look at you. Yeah,
I like
that. Man, hold on. Yeah, people try to jack in now. Come on, y'all. Hold on. Straight out 267-3748. You got Dagger. What it do?
It's good, brother. Spring.
Hey, what it do, Springs? What's going on with you, Pippin? How you been?
Hello, man. I'm just checking in. I just woke up and shit. Just caught the last minute show.
Oh, look at you, man. Just waking up. What, long night, man? What's been going on? Just working hard.
Just napping, man. Working hard.
Yeah, got to. I know you got some drops and some music coming for me, right? I know you got something for me coming soon, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, for sure. I'm waiting for it, man. You see, you just jumped in on this list. We're talking about the list right now about the top five reasons why people are single.
Oh, speaking of music, man, I got something for you, Dagger. Man, I got some shit for your ass.
Oh, well, it's about time, man. Yeah, send it in. Like I said, we got slappers for Sunday and everything, too, so don't get it twisted. It's all
I wasn't even thinking about music. I'm thinking about work tomorrow and shit. I'm on some dumb shit.
Here's another one. Let's see. You're constantly fighting yourself. Now, I don't know. I wouldn't say I fight myself. I don't think I fight myself. Like I said, I don't trust myself, but I don't fight myself.
All day, every day, man.
Because I make a decision and then I go and then I go with my decision. I don't fight the decisions I make. You know, that's why I feel once you've made a decision, then you got to follow it through, whatever that is. So
yeah, but some people make a decision and then they feel real, real bad about it and they keep, like, bringing it up, like, oh, man, I should have never did this. And but you turn around and do it again,
I have a question there.
Yes, sir.
Like, for the past, like, I say about the past year, right, I caught myself trying to be a good guy, like, fly straight, no lying, no bullshit, just be straight up with one female.
Good guys finish last.
You see where I'm at right now?
I've discovered that myself too. Good guys finish last.
Fuck a bitch,
but
nigga. I'm on my fucking
bitch. But here's what I'm gonna say in regards to that too, though. But you still gotta do the right thing. You know what I mean? That's
a
the
balance.
Fucked up part about
There's
it.
There's a balance. You gotta find that balance in between being honest and being real with yourself. You gotta find that balance. And if that person that you're with is not willing to meet you in between somewhere, then fuck that motherfucker. He could die, man.
I don't know about all that, but you're right.
And then the number one reason it says right here is why you're single is just that, you're just not that interesting, which is true. And I don't believe that in myself because I feel I'm very interesting or whatever. But it's like there's a different type of interesting. People find shit, the word interesting, people take that different ways. See, I'm interesting in a way where people want to just see what I'm going to do. That's where I'm interesting. Because I'm a big question mark. I've been called a question mark all the time. It's like, what the fuck is Dagger going to do in this situation? Or what the fuck is Dagger going to do? So people just want to be around just to see what the fuck I'm going to do. That's why I'm interesting. So, I mean, that's why I be.
Man, you my brother, man. You better come to this family reunion. You, Fry, all y'all niggas from L.A., man. Y'all niggas better come to Oklahoma and fuck with your boy, man.
Yeah,
we're
going to
blow like 7 ounces. We're going to be good. Eat a gang of ribs and shit. Barbecue. We're going to fuck some white girls, all right? You feel me? I'm going to keep it 100 with your ass,
I thought
nigga.
You were done with the white girls, man. You can't be bringing up the white. I thought you were done with the white girls.
I said fuck white girls.
Nah, okay. Man, we gonna roll out on this West Coast Wednesdays, y'all. It's been fun, and I'm gonna ride.
I love you, my nigga.
So,
I love you.
Matt, go ahead. Get your shout outs out real quick. Thanks for hanging with me today.
Shout out to my nigga Dagger, man. That nigga's killing this fucking bang out radio shit, man. You already know it is, Matt. James Leland on Facebook, nigga. At Sidekick Flipper on Twitter. You know what I mean? I'm good, my brother, man. We eating y'all niggas, you feel me?
And
y'all girls, I mean, if they want them to.
Yeah, good looking out, Mac. Next week, you know, we at Slap Sundays, you know, it's that time,
man.
Yes, sir. hold on, who else still out here? Levi, you check back in, man? Levi.
Levi didn't check out.
He's still on the phone, but he handling family business or whatever. So, Ashton.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, man. Get your shout-outs, man, where they can find you. I know you moving, birthday coming up. Let them know where it's at and everything real quick.
Man, Club Armani, if you're listening to Detroit, but ain't nobody in the city of Detroit on this thing right here. So I want to shout-out to my family, Bang Out Radio, you feel me? Shout-out to Dagger. Shout out to the whole West Coast, you feel me? And I want to shout out to all my bad bitches out there that twerking and working and getting it in. And shout out to MIA, because you sound sexy as fuck, though.
Thank you, though.
All right, man.
Hold on.
Happy birthday,
Ashton. Hey, I appreciate it, M.A. Listen, you need to hook up with me. Show me some pictures or something. I mean, like, damn, like, hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/ the real Ash Martin, twitter.com/AshMartin313. Like, all fuck
right.
With me. Shout it, like, for real. Like, ASAP.
I hit you
like,
up.
Tonight,
you'll
man.
See me real soon. I hit you up. You'll see me.
Yeah, all right, Ash, your boy. You know you're welcome anytime, man. I know you're busy, but whenever you check in, man, I'm right here. You know where I'm at, and I'll be right back here on Sunday, too. So anytime, man, make sure I get all that new music and anything you got coming out, make sure I get it first.
What's up? Yeah, I already
yes,
know
sir. There it is. M.I.A., shouts out, goodbyes, hello.
Well, I just want to give a shout-out to everybody. You know, I've been promoting Bang Out Radio, trying to get music. I got some new stuff for you, you know, coming up. And shout-out to Ashton Martin for celebrating his birthday. You know, Aquarius, whoop, whoop. I just celebrated mine, my sister, and all that. So I'm still recuperating. Do it big. I know he out there about the party. So that's what's up, you know.
There
and
it
thanks
is.
For having me hang.
Always, always, Amaya. You know, you're always welcome anytime, any place. We'll see you next week if you choose. We'll see you Sunday if you choose then. I'll be right here. Spring.
All right.
Late. Spring's my boy. Yeah. Waking up late from a hard day at work, but it's still in the game, still in the building, man. Let them know where they can find you, get your shout-outs, you know, where they can holler at you. What's up with it? Let them know.
Y'all can follow me on Twitter at 215 Springs. Facebook, Sydney Springs. Got the Reverb Nation page, Philly Springs. And, Dagger, check your email. I sent you some shit over.
There it is. So, like I said, we're going to have some new music for next week right here on West Coast Wednesdays. Make sure y'all can find me on Slap Sundays, 7 to 9, same place. Make sure all y'all music, anything y'all want to get to me, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Lock the number in on your phone under Bang Out or under Dagger, 661-621-7559. Every Wednesday, 9 to 11 West Coast time. Every Sunday, 7 to 9 West Coast time. All right, so we're going to ride out. What do I want to listen to as I ride out? I don't know what I want to listen to. What have I got over here? Bum, bum, bum. I know what I want to listen to. Where's my girl Desiree at? There she is. Desiree Charisse, Harmony Song. See y'all next week. Thanks for hanging. And make sure y'all talk about the show. Like I said, nobody's going to believe me when I tell them that I got things going on over here. But they'll believe y'all if y'all talk about it. Like I said, talk. Call up the homies. Call up the people you do music with. Call up the models you work with. Call up the producers you work with. Let them know, like, yo, Dagger got his shit popping over here. We need to get your shit over here so we can get some music playing. We can get things in rotation. We can get our networking on, all right? Because I'm here for y'all. Besides that, I ain't got shit else to do. Y'all keeping me sane, so let me help y'all out as well, all right? But see y'all next week, same place, same time, and I'm out.
This song is dedicated to my daughter, this girl, and her name's Harmony. She's just so beautiful, pure and sweet delight. She truly makes me crack up, provides me so much laughter. My eyes just seem to light up every time she makes a sound. She's the reason my heart beats. What I was missing until I had her.
Even if I'm not
A man who loves unconditionally.